shine on my shoulders. Members present, Senator Little, Senator Helford, myself, the time is 1:30. We have three bills on the calendar for consideration today. The first bill that we have for consideration is Senate Bill 100, which is supplemental appropriations by the governor. And does everyone have it? Senator Little?
That's the only copy I have at this point.
Could you?
Can we pass the copy around? I've seen it in finance. Senator Rieger has joined the committee. Committee process for considering Senate Bill 100.
This is going to be, well, it's a supplemental, so it's probably about $35 million worth of all the mistakes of the past.
Senator Helford explaining.
Ghosts of Christmas past.
Nuances of supplemental. As he eats soup.
It's only section 54.
Because we're in the push. Zero fiscal notes on weights and measures, no bills. Bill 100.
I move we approve it for calendaring at the chair's discretion.
Any objections? Hearing no objections. Senate Bill 100 is calendared, chair's discretion. Moving on, Senate Bill 152, weights and measures. Actually, we'll go Senate Bill 156, human services matching grants.
I guess I should say what I think.
That bill is before us for consideration.
But which one are we on?
156, human services matching grants,
okay.
The one that you have before you, Senator.
Thank you, sir. As I understand, if I could ask a question.
Certainly, Senator.
I understand that this provides that a municipality will now mean a city whose population is over 20,000?
No, that's existing on it.
Okay. So I guess I could ask if someone could explain exactly what this does.
I can.
Senator.
Thank
Rieger.
You, sir.
If this bill, as the population of municipalities around the state apply, or as they are, applies only to Fairbanks, because what's happened there is that there is a non-unified city of Fairbanks and a Fairbanks North Star borough. The language as agreed only lets the city be the applicant for these human service matching grants and not the borough, because it's not a unified municipality, and nor is it a city. This would allow both the borough and the city to be the recipient. It's just permissive. And there were people down here from Fairbanks, so they did express the opposite. It sounded like they wanted it to give some flexibility.
Any further discussions, questions, concerns, or answers for Senate Bill 156? Motion would be in order.
I move that we approve for calendaring at the chair's discretion, committee substitute for Senate Bill 156 or
any 156. There's no objections. Bill 156 is moved for calendaring at the chair's discretion. Next item on the calendar for consideration, Senate Bill 152, weights and measures for the Judiciary Committee. Number 152 is right here.
Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent we approve for calendaring committee substitute for Senate Bill 152. No, just straight Senate Bill 152.
Any objections? I guess I should ask for discussion questions. No objections? Senate Bill 152 is also scheduled for calendar to charge discretion. There being no further business.
You know what I'd like to do is.
There being no further business to come before the committee.
I'd like to.
Those committees
is
adjourned
get,
at 1:34.
The weights and measures. For DOT scales.